Ramsey TV.
One of the most primal human emotions is fear. And it is fear that is used by those entities that wish to control us. They prey on it. They tap into this primal emotion. They find its little corners and crevices. They find where it's exposed, and they push that point. And then they play on it. They manipulate it in order to get you to do what they want you to do. Because when you're afraid, I mean deathly afraid, your common sense goes out the window, your logic goes out the window, and you become susceptible to suggestion. You become open to think of things you never thought of before because you're basically in a fight or flee situation. And this is preyed upon by our enemies. Our enemies in every category of tyranny I mentioned to you yesterday. I'm going to go through every one of these again. But this time I'm going to emphasize the fear that is created. I mean, there's natural fear. If you hear a noise at night, it might be someone in your house. There's a natural fear. That's a good fear. If you're hiking in the woods and you see a bear, you're afraid. That's a good fear. It's a reasonable fear. It's a logical fear. And God gave us that to protect us. It's a fight or flee mentality. But the fear I'm talking about is a fear that is created, artificially created, stoked up, fanned, in order to manipulate you. But before I get into this not so happy topic, I have to share with you a not so happy story. For 3 years now, even four, when I'm running down 3rd Street, I see this guy. He's always riding a bicycle. He's maybe late 40s, early 50s. He's the perfect specimen of Florida. To me, when I first came here, he represented everything about Florida that I thought I knew about it. The stereotypical fun in the sun beach scene. I mean, this guy was Mr. Beach. I mean, he never wore a shirt. He was on his bike, never wore a shirt. Tanned, beautiful tan, skinny guy, but muscular, right? And he was always wore sandals, never wore shoes, because this was the free spirit. This was a free spirit. This was a beach guy. And I knew he was just going to the beach. I just knew the guy was going to the beach. He spent a lot of time at the beach because of his tan. He was like a Ken doll, except, no, not a Ken doll, because Ken is this straight-laced guy, this go-along-with-the-flow guy who will do anything to get Barbie, right, and to keep Barbie. But no, this guy was free. And the freedom, you could just see it in his flowing locks as he rode his bike, his long golden hair. This guy would fit perfectly in Malibu. And I had a nickname for him. I called him Mr. Florida, because to me, he was the quintessential Florida. That's right. He was the fifth freaking essence of everything I imagined Florida to be when I first got here. I would see him often, and I got brave, and I started to wave to the guy, and he would wave back, and I go, oh my God, Mr. Florida waved at me. That's what I came to know him as, the very image of carefree independence and freedom. Well, 3 days ago, a terrible thing happened. 3 days ago, I was running down 3rd Street, and I hadn't seen Mr. Florida in a while, but here he came, and I couldn't believe what I saw. I'm still trying to recover from it. Mr. Florida was wearing a medical mask. That's right, Mr. Florida, the picture of vibrant independence and health and even youth, carefree lifestyle, was wearing a medical mask while riding his bicycle by himself down 3rd Street. My head exploded. He went from virile to sterile in 60 seconds. In 60 seconds, Mr. Florida went from virile to sterile. I mean, it's like somebody had cut his balls off. It's like, put a skirt on the guy now. He is done. He's completely done in my mind. It was over because now I saw him as he's a yes sir, yes ma'am. What do I have to do now? He's a conformist. No rebellion in him at all. So I couldn't be influenced anymore by the long flowing hair, by the muscular taut body, by the tan, the guy heading to the beach. No, he was now a conformist. He was now a child of the eon who was obeying his medical masters. I couldn't handle it. They got Mr. Florida. Call Juliana.
Hey, Martinico, what's going on?
They got Mr. Florida.
What do you mean?
I saw him today on his bike. He was wearing a mask.
What?
Can't make this up. They got Mr. Florida. Yeah, I was running that day. I was coming down from here. And then I saw him. He was coming down this way. Riding right down here. That's when I found out. So, you know, there you go. I'm trying to recover from the shock. But doing the best I can. So, fear. Let's go down the list that I gave you yesterday. And another one of the characteristics of these tyrannical organizations is they must convince you that you need them. They want to convince you that they are indispensable. They're not. They're not indispensable. In fact, your life would be better off without any of these. But they need a hook in you, and that hook is fear. The first brand of tyranny I mentioned yesterday was spiritual tyranny. This is obvious. They use eternal torment. What greater fear can you instill in someone than to think that if you disobey your God, that he will torture you in flames forever, or your family, including your family, everybody, anybody who doesn't toe the line. And of course, the question you ask is, what must I do to avoid this horrible fate? That's where they hook you and they bring you in because, of course, they and they alone have the information. They and they alone have the way out of this horrible nightmare. I mean, the Catholic Church, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, your loved ones who have died, who are on the brink of hell, they're in a halfway house called Purgatory, which is of Catholic invention. But they're on the brink of hell unless you pay money to the priesthood, the priestcraft. They will get your loved ones out by their great influence with God. They have the hotline, don't you know? You say, well, things have changed. The system is cleaned up. No, it's not. The doctrine of eternal torment is still in the system. It's the bedrock of the system. They just don't talk about it. They don't want anybody asking questions. They don't want to talk about it because they know how terrible it sounds and they know how inconsistent it is with the love of God and the sacrifice of Christ. But that just suits them just fine not to talk about it because it's already in. You already know that that's what they believe. And most people in the world believe that God is like that. Most people in the world believe that that's true, eternal torment. They don't know how to deal with it. So they just try to get rid of God. They try to put him out of their mind, but it's this undercurrent of foreboding and fear. The smart people just rebel. But the sheep, and there's a lot of millions and millions, hundreds of millions, they just react to it as the tyrannical forces want them to. And they say, what must we do to avoid this horrible fate? And that's how they get their congregation. That's how they keep their congregation. Social and political tyranny. It goes along with the spiritual tyranny, of course, in that there is a leadership and they want you to think that you cannot lead your own life. You don't have the wisdom to live your own life. You are taught to fear what you might do with your own life if you were trusted with it, but you can't be trusted with it. So the politicians, you can trust them with it. They have the wisdom to make rules, to make laws, to make governmental guidelines, to make your life good. And again, the fear part of this is that they make you afraid to be on your own. You see, common with all of these institutions is the specter. They leave you with a specter of if you were on your own. The worst thing they would threaten you with in Jesus' day was like excommunication. You were tossed out of the temple. They used to do this with the Catholic Church. And in government, it's like if you don't depend on us, you're going to be on the street. You can't make it on your own. Don't risk it. You see, it's a big risk to live life on your own. You might have to get a job. You have to rely on your skills. You have to rely on your wits. And it's just too dangerous. It's just too risky. You aren't able to do it. But we can guarantee everything for you. This is what the government said. This is what social/political tyranny is. The fear they play on is that fear that you're not going to make it. You're going to be poor and hungry. But they can guarantee that you won't be if you just give up your freedom to them. But if you live by them, you also die by them. And they can control you at that point because they have you. It's ugly and it's evil. And it's the easiest route for a lot of people. It's easy. It's called welfare. It's called government assistance on the dole. Because you don't have to be an initiator of your own happiness. You don't have to come up with any ideas or get a job or take the chance of starting a business. Oh, no, it's too risky. You might not make it. And there it is. That's the fear, and they got you. They got you for the rest of your life. And then once you start getting a handout, I'm not saying that there aren't some people who deserve the handouts. Yes, people who can't work, people who are disabled, elderly people, I'm all for that social safety net. I'm talking about they grab you when you're young. Young people today think that socialism is a great thing because they're not educated. That central government leads to an abuse of power. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. They don't know that. And so they're trying to get them, the government, the social tyranny network tries to get people as young as they can to make them depend on government. It's evil. Educational fear. Oh, the fear of if you don't go to college, if you don't have that degree, you are not going to get a job. You just can't. Again, it's really goes hand in hand with the political and social tyranny. You can't make it without us. You're going to fail. It's hard to start a business. They really train you to be an employee. They train you to be an employee for somebody else, for an entrepreneur who became an entrepreneur because he or she didn't go to college. He or she didn't go through the mill, go through the educational factory. Because if you go through that educational factory, it produces just like the seminaries. You go to a Baptist seminary, it produces Baptists, and so on and so forth. So when you go to an institution of higher learning, that's a misnomer if there ever was one, then you become a product of that institution, and it stamps you with the assembly line mark of that institution, and you become fodder for an employer. You don't become an entrepreneur on your own. And again, it's safe. You got to play it safe. Well, at least get a college degree. I mean, you just have to have a college degree. Yeah, that's what they tell you. That's the fear. You can see the fear coming in. You can't make it without us. Environmental tyranny. Again, I introduced all these yesterday. I'm elaborating on the fear aspect. Your home, the planet Earth, is a ticking time bomb. I mean, they have got the millennials and younger people. They have got kids so worried that this planet is on the brink of extinction, that people are committing suicide. People can't sleep, they can't eat, they're just so distraught because they believe the institutional, tyrannical news media that continuously feeds them the lie that they are on the brink of destruction unless they, there it is, unless you listen to us, unless you do what we tell you to do. And we might think, it's ridiculous. Who believes this crap? Millions upon millions of people believe this crap. And so they will do whatever they're told. They won't drive. They won't fly. They'll stay home. They'll make sure that they, again, segregate their trash. And they'll totally overanalyze their lives. And they'll look at every little thing they do. They'll stop living. And they'll become enemies of progress because progress creates a carbon footprint. And so they'll become anti-progress proselytizers. They'll punish people either overtly or covertly for not doing what they do. You're driving too much. Why don't you segregate your trash? Why are you buying a big car? Why are you buying a truck? Don't you know you're ruining the planet? Why are you eating so much meat? Don't you know that cow flatulence is destroying the ozone layer? Why do you use that hairspray? They become uber critical of everything that you do. And of course, all corporations become evil because they produce waste products. Now forget the fact that the United States is the cleanest nation in the world. All these agreements like the Paris Climate Accord, as I'm going to get with the medical tyranny, it's not about saving the planet. It has nothing to do with it. I know that sounds shocking, but it has nothing to do with it. It's about punishing the United States because none of these accords went after China, the number one polluter on the planet Earth. No, China got to skate. They got these exemptions, the 10-year exemptions. But the United States, we have to reduce this, reduce that. Stop driving, stop flying, stop producing gasoline. But we're the cleanest country on the planet. Doesn't matter. It's punitive. It's designed to bring the United States down to the level of all the other countries of the world so that the one world government can take over. Because as I've said repeatedly, you can't have a one world government if you have one great nation that stands above all the others. So, and the United States for a long time has stood that, the shining city on a hill. Got to cut it down. And you can do it by instilling fear in the populace. It's horrible. I hate it. I hate all this. Information fear. If you don't get your information from this source, if you don't get your information from CNN, the big name in news, or the New York Times, or USA Today, NPR, all these lefty outlets, then, you know, you're just not in the know. You're stupid if you don't get your information from these places. The fear is that you are going to be stupid. The irony is that once you wean yourself away from these self-appointed information sources, the greatest information sources ever, then you become more intelligent. Once you separate, start thinking for yourself, it takes bravery. It really does today. It takes bravery to think about being independent because so many of these all of these institutions use fear to make you think that you just can't make it without them. The church, you can't make it without us. If you're out on your own, you have no accountability. You have no accountability partners. You have no official pastor in your life. You're on the road to hell. You can't make it without us. And many, many millions, hundreds of millions buy into it. You can't make it in life without a college degree. So you spend, you just, please, let me give you hundreds of millions of dollars. Just tell me that I'm going to give me that diploma that's going to make my life wonderful. And I'll do whatever it takes to keep the planet from being extinct. I'll do whatever. And then we birth a whole generation of virtue signalers, of self-righteous people who've been told that their lives matter now. Why? Because they're serving this greater good of saving the planet, or indulging in higher education, which in many cases never ends. You just delay and delay and delay adulthood. And of course, with the church, my God, it's so obvious there that, of course, I'm apostate, you're apostate, we're on the road to hell because we don't go to church. You don't go to church? What? You don't go to church? It's incredible to them. They're afraid for your life. They're literally fearful for your life. And now, finally, medical tyranny. The thing that destroyed Mr. Florida. I don't call him Mr. Florida anymore. I have another name for him. Let me just say that there's a word that I've never used my entire life because it's such a, I consider such a dirty, raw word. I've used the F word for years. It served me well. But, you know, it becomes emasculated just like Mr. Florida from use a little bit. And so there's a one word that I thank God now that I haven't used it that's been saved for this era. And now I'm able to use this word and I'm glad I have it at my disposal for this time. Drastic times call for drastic words. And this is a drastic word. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but Mr. Florida became Mr. It's one syllable. Mr. And it satisfies me to no end. The fear that of the extinction of the human race. The fear that this is the worst thing that's ever hit the human race. It isn't. Oh, I got a quote from a guy named Jeff Nelson at Vague Source. I don't know who this is, but somebody sent me this from this man, and it's absolutely brilliant. He said, COVID is a true killer. And first I'm going, what? What do you mean it's a true killer? So far, it's killed the flu, cancer, and heart disease. What does he mean by that? Nobody, just notice, nobody gets the flu anymore. Nobody gets a cold anymore. Nobody dies of heart disease anymore or cancer. No, everybody's got the CV19er. That's how they inflate the death toll. One of our friends was just here the other day freaking out of the millions and millions of people who have died. I say, it's not true. Even the CDC came out and said that only 8% of the stated deaths are actually from CV19er, and that alone. All the other deaths, there were at least 2.6 comorbidities. People had other things that they were going to die from anyway. They happened to have the CV19er. So they didn't die of it. They died with it. But it counts. Of course, all the hospitals, they're getting incentives to diagnose deaths as CV19er. Why? Because there's a plan to instill fear to get control of people. Do you ever wonder why the worst lockdowns, speaking of my country, the worst lockdowns in the United States are in Democrat-run cities, liberal cities, lefty cities? Why? Because they're all pooled together because they want to wreck the economy. That sounds outrageous, but they do. They want people to go out of business. They want people to become fearful and more dependent on government. There it is, the fear card, getting the hook in you to make you depend on them. They don't want independence. The worst thing you can do to a lefty is be independent because they need you to need them. And once you cede all the control to them, then they crush you. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen, in communistic regimes. Yes, they promise you the world. They become Santa Claus, and then when you give them all your power, you give them all your guns, then they crush you because they just used you as a stepping stone to get to absolute power. That's how it is. Here's the rest of that quote, ladies and gentlemen. COVID is a true killer. So far, it's killed the flu, cancer, heart disease. It killed the ability to think. It killed logic and common sense. It killed the economy, the working class, and millions of jobs. It killed millions of businesses, human connection, love, and compassion. Other than that, so the fear of the of humanity being extinct, millions of people today believe it. They believe the BS because these one world people, these leftists, they know how to use fear. Oh, they're experts at it right down the line in all these categories. So they're going to use that. And it works. Oh, does it work? Now I can't even run down by the beach where people don't hurry up and put their masks up before I pass them. I mean, it's hideous. And people are, again, riding their bikes and running with these masks put all the way up to the bottom of their eyes. They're always adjusting them, making them tighter, making them tighter. They're absolutely petrified, and they're all believing a lie, just like the eternal torment people. They're believing a lie, but they're petrified of burning in hell forever. Of course, who wouldn't be if it was true? So they'll do anything to get out of it. So they go to church and do stupid things, say stupid prayers, and believe stupid people. Same with the medical tyranny. People with these masks, they're believing stupid people. They're believing false information. They're believing lies, lies, lies. Because the lies instill the fear, and the fear causes you to cede control to the ones instilling the fear. But perfect love, here's what I'll end on, this beautiful verse. Perfect love, the love of God, the love of Christ, casts out all fear. Embrace God, embrace Christ. In God and in Christ, our Savior, there is no fear.